This is a Fox News alert. Russia is on the march in Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony. It's escalating its invasion.
Our worst fears have now come true.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he and the U.S. and our allies have promised more severe economic punishment. President Biden has condemned Russia and just met with his national security team. He'll also talk to other world leaders this morning. Fox's Jillian Turner's at the White House where...
They're not making any moves without backing from the G7 leaders. Biden is going to have a meeting with those G7 leaders. He's going to bring his Secretary of State and Treasury along with him because new sanctions are now teed up.
Fox's Mike Tobin's in Ukraine.
The Russian military doing everything you would expect an invading military to do. They're trying to eliminate the ability of the Ukrainians to fight back. That's why you see them hitting airstrips or hitting air defenses. There was a strike at the military intelligence facility there. The Ukrainian military says they've been hit with some 30 caliber cruise missiles from the Russians, also artillery.
But the Ukrainians also say they've taken out 10 Russian fighter jets and helicopters and 2 tanks.
Here in Lviv, we found veterans volunteering to fight again. And a population that vows to resist.
What's the word out of Russia on all this? Fox's Simon Owen, monitoring live from London.
Dave, it was just before 6 a.m. in Moscow when President Putin appeared on Russian TV and announced what he called a special military operation. He justified the invasion by repeating a claim the U.S. calls absurd, that a genocide was underway in Ukraine. And Putin added a threat. He said, anyone who tries to stop us should know that Russia's response will cause consequences you have never faced in your history. Dave.
Simon, stock markets are plunging in Europe. Futures way down on Wall Street. Oil surging up $7 a barrel. Unrelated to that, first-time unemployment claims dropped 7% last week. The number of people continuing to collect benefits dropped to a 52-year low. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, our top Fox News story, Russia escalating its invasion of Ukraine. And by the numbers, Ukraine is outmanned and outgunned.
Personnel-wise, Russia has about 900,000 active troops, which includes its Army, Navy, and Air Force. In addition, it has about 2 million reserve troops. Compare that to Ukraine's 209,000 active troops and 900,000 total reserves. Russia's tank numbers also dwarf Ukraine's. Russia has more than 2,800 tanks, Ukraine just shy of 900. Russia has almost 400 Army attack helicopters to Ukraine's 35.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A jury will soon start deliberating a second day in the trial of 3 fired Minneapolis police officers.
J. Alexander King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao are facing federal charges of not allowing George Floyd his right to medical care. All 3 were with Derek Chauvin, the former cop who knelt on Floyd's neck in 2020 until he lost consciousness and later died. King and Tao are also charged with failing to render aid. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
As for Chauvin, he's in prison, already pleading guilty to those civil rights charges after being convicted of murdering Floyd. Sarah Palin is not done fighting the New York Times in court.
A Manhattan judge says lawyers for Sarah Palin are seeking a new trial after losing her libel lawsuit against the New York Times, and they want him removed from the case. During jury deliberations, U.S. District Judge Jed S. Rakoff decided to dismiss Palin's claim but allowed the panel to keep deliberating. Jurors saw pop-up notifications on their phones about the judge's ruling, but Rakoff says members repeatedly assured his law clerk that the information did not affect their deliberations. The former governor of Alaska and Republican vice presidential nominee says the Times libeled her in 2017 with an editorial about gun control. The paper denied intentionally harming Palin, arguing any errors in the editorial were quickly corrected.
That's Steve Rappaport. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.